session.
Thanks.
The committee in the session.
Yeah.
And I will ask the committee staff to please explain Senate Bill 1106.
Mr. President, Madam Speaker, and members, for the record, Steve Meyer, Legislative Revenue Office. Senate Bill 1106 was LC3 yesterday. What the bill does is to, it's a permissive bill. It would allow the Portland School District to temporarily increase its statutory income tax rate from $4.77 to $5.27 per $1,000 of assessed value. And that would be for 3 years only, for 06, 07, and the two succeeding years. And then in 2009-10, the rate would revert back to the $4.77. It also specifies that the additional property taxes from that increase would not be included in the school district's local revenue that's used in the school equalization formula. So that the additional property tax dollars to the district would not reduce any of their state dollars allocated by the school distribution formula.
Thank you. We are in work session. Do I have a motion?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 1106 be reported out with a due pass to the Senate floor.
Thank you. And motions are made to move Senate Bill 1106 to the Senate floor, due pass recommendation. Discussion, please. Senator Perrioli.
Thank you, Mr. President. I will be voting no on the bill, not because I have any particular desire to deny the additional revenue to the city of Portland, but because the dollars are being treated in an exclusionary manner, excluded from calculation in a way that adds additional dollars in the Portland district. And I would simply remind all of our colleagues that that is not the way we've treated revenue from the safety net, Public Law 106-393, which would have allowed rural communities that are timber dependent to have the same sort of treatment that would have allowed them to restore their school districts, who also have lost population, in communities where chronic high unemployment has caused serious damage to the stability of communities. And I just wish that we were able to conclude as a state that these local sources of revenue need not count against communities. So I will be voting no, not because I have any animosity toward the fine citizens of Portland who voted this tax on themselves, just simply that I wish that we had equity statewide for these dollars that get appropriated by local communities or by Congress for a special purpose. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion? Senator Wayne Scott, excuse me, Representative Wayne Scott, please.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I will be giving a courtesy vote to move this to the floor. I believe the debate needs to occur with all of our members and not just in this committee.
Thank you. Further discussion? All right, the motion is now before us. I would ask for a roll call vote, please.
Representative Merkley?
Aye.
Representative Scott?
Aye.
Senator Brown?
Aye.
Senator Perrioli?
No.
Speaker Minnis?
Aye.
President Borden?
Yes. The motion has passed, and Senate Bill 1106 goes to the floor with a due pass recommendation. I would now ask staff please to present Senate Bill 1105. Please.
Mr. Chair. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Committee members, Senate Bill 1105 limits the total interest and fees that payday lenders may charge. The limit is a combination of a one-time 10% origination fee plus up to a 36% annual percentage rate interest rate. The loans would be limited to at least 31 days. This applies to the original loan and each rollover. It also reduces the number of rollovers from the current 3 to 2 and prohibits any lenders from making new loans to a person who has had a a previous loan expire within 7 days. Limits payday lenders' fees for dishonored or insufficient checks to $20 per loan in addition to any fee they are charged from the borrower's bank. Mr. Chair, the amendments to the current law will apply to loans that are made on or after July 1st, 2007.
Thank you. Recognize Senator Brown, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 1105 be reported out with a due pass recommendation to the Senate floor.
Thank you, Senator Brown. The motion is now before us. I want to make a statement here. We held a very vigorous and intense public hearing on this measure yesterday in these chambers, hearing from those who favored as well as opposed. And I know that there has been concern about the implementation date of the payday loan legislation, which is now before us and which has been moved to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. I believe this legislation represents great change for the industry, and setting the implementation date at July 1, 2007 will allow the industry to adjust to the practices accordingly, and it will also allow DCBS time to prepare for implementing the new laws. Further discussion. Senator Farioli, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I agree and appreciate the fact that we had a vigorous presentation of this issue yesterday in committee, and we spent a great deal of time on that issue. But for my opinion, at least on this issue, I think that the proponents utterly failed to make their case that there are predatory lending practices going on in this issue. I would just remind folks for the record, this is a regulated industry, that it has a record of increasing compliance. We heard that irregularities or violations have gone significantly down. As the folks from the DCBS, consumer protection folks, have been out visiting on a regular basis in these offices. For me, the proponents simply did not make the case that we need to step in to this issue. So I'll be voting against.
Thank you, Senator Farioli. Further discussion, please. Representative Wayne Scott, please.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I will also be voting no on this. I think there was robust discussion, as you mentioned. I am a firm believer that this will be extremely harmful to that industry, and it will eliminate a source for people that may want to use that to have that access. I think that we are wrong to make law that attempts to do that or to tell anyone what they can charge. I pay too much to have my shirt laundered, but I don't feel that I can go to the dry cleaners and tell them that I want to introduce a bill to reduce that. And I could go on and on as to what I think the disparities to that may be. But I'm sure there will be lots of discussion like that on the floor today. So I will be a no.
Thank you, Representative Wayne Scott. Further discussion. Representative Jeff Merkley, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I will be supporting this bill. I think that these changes will be very beneficial for thousands and thousands of Oregonians. There will still be a healthy industry. We heard testimony that in Florida the industry increased in volume following the reduction in rates. And this is a situation where the possibility of people going down into debt that destroys their family or their finances is greatly decreased.
Thank you. Further discussion? Would the clerk please? We have before us the motion. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Representative Scott?
No.
Senator Brown?
Aye.
Senator Farioli?
No.
Representative Merkley?
Aye.
Speaker Minnis?
Aye.
President Cordy?
Yes. The Senate Bill 1105 goes to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. I recognize Senator Brown for purposes of making a statement about SCR 12.
Thank you, Mr. President. In a moment, I'm going to move SCR 12. For those of you who think we may be putting the cart before the horse, this is the procedure that we've worked out, and we obviously will not be moving forward on the sign-e-die resolution until we've completed our business, which will hopefully be today. So before you panic, we've got this lined out. So, Mr. President, I would move SCR 12 to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
Let the record reflect that SCR 12 is the sign-e-die resolution that will move to the Senate floor that allows us to shut down our activities. We have to do it by official vote and official legislation. We can't simply walk out of the chambers. Well, I guess we could.
It's been known to happen.
Yeah. It doesn't show. It just doesn't show well to do things like that. Is there further discussion on this resolution that's before us?
Point of order, Mr. President.
Yes.
What is the mechanism for pulling a bill from the committee directly to the floor immediately? I withdraw the question.
Thank you. Senator Farrioli.
Thank you. Is there further discussion? Are there any objections? The motion carries. And SCR 12, with a due pass recommendation, goes to the Senate floor. I now will turn the gavel over to my co-chair, Senator Karen Menes, who will take
Representative.
A good speaker. Karen Menes will take up the House business.
Open the work session on Senate Bill, House Bill 3510. We'll wait for staff to get here. This is relating to school finance, the lottery allocation.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, this bill does three things. It increases the allocation from lottery funds to the state school fund by $42,245,000. It prohibits the distribution of these funds to education service districts and clarifies that the priorities established for the allocation of lottery funds, including lottery bond debt service obligations, are maintained in this bill.
We have a motion.
Madam Chair, I move that House Bill 3510 be reported out, due pass to the House floor.
Representative Scott moves that House Bill 3510 be reported out, due pass to the House floor. Discussion? Any objection? So ordered. Senate Bill, House Bill 3511.
We missed a bill.
So let him
finish. Yeah, we'll do 3511, and then I'll give the gavel back to you, Mr. President.
Thank you.
The staff can explain House Bill 3511.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Madam Chair, members of the committee. So this bill increases the penalty for rape one, sodomy one, unlawful sexual penetration one, where the victim is under 12 years age, from a minimum of 100 months in prison to a minimum of 25 years. Increases the penalty for a minimum of 90 months to a minimum of 25 years for kidnapping one where the victim is under 12 and the kidnapping is committed in furtherance of the commission of attempt to commit rape one, sodomy one, or unlawful sexual penetration. Requires the person convicted of these offenses upon release from prison be in post-prison supervision for the remainder of the person's life. Requires that at least 10 years of post-prison supervision be active supervision, including tracking by means of electronic monitoring. Applies to those who are 18 years of age or older at the time of the offense.
Representative Scott.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 3511 to be reported out, due pass to the House floor.
Representative Scott moves that House Bill 3511 be reported out, due pass to the House floor for passage. Discussion? Objection? So ordered.
That some of the individuals who can hear me now or not here have on their way to the emergency room. You need to come back. The committee will now take up Senate Bill 5644.
Mr. President, committee, I assume you meant because folks were having a heart attack.
They thought, I'm sorry, if you thought we didn't move the bill or something had happened, that's what I meant, in case you wanted to know.
I see. That was an attempt at humor, Mr. President. I misapprehended it.
For those who have a sense of humor, Senator Farrioli,
please. Funny about a heart attack.
Hearts and flowers, gentlemen. Hearts and flowers.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Members, Senate Bill 5644 is LC9. It's the bill form of LC9. I have nothing to add to our conversation yesterday, but if you have questions, I can attempt to answer them.
Mr. Chair, I would move, I want to make sure I get the number right, Senate Bill 5644 to the Senate floor with the due pass recommendation.
Thank you. The motion is now before discussion. Recognize Senator Perioli.
No discussion, Mr. President.
Call the roll. Please call the roll.
Senator Brown.
Aye.
Senator Perioli.
No.
Representative Merkley.
Aye.
Representative Scott.
Aye.
Speaker Minutes.
Aye.
President Courtney.
He's a yes. Senate Bill 5644 moves to sound the due pass recommendation. Let me make sure, staff, we have taken care of all our business and purposes in the bill. Is that correct?
Before you thought about it.
All right. Senator Brown wishes to make a comment.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is my 15th year in the Oregon legislature, my sixth or seventh year as the caucus leader. I have never seen the level of cooperation and collaboration that we have had over this last couple weeks, and I just wanted to say thank you. It's been a pleasure. So, thank you.
Thank you, Senator Brown. Other comments? Yes.
Well, I have to reciprocate. Of course, I'm much younger than Senator Brown and haven't been here nearly as long.
Not in age, Representative.
Oh, okay. Well, that's right. So I concur. I think that we have moved along and had what I would say is great bipartisan support, and it's been, I won't say fun, but it's been easy to work with, and I think that we've all done a great job. So thank you from our behalf also.
All right. I believe the House will convene.
Sure.
Convened at 11:30. Is that correct?
11:30.
As well as the Senate. The Joint Special Session Committee. The Joint Special Session Committee. What is wrong now?
Senator Farrioli wishes to make a comment.
Senator Farrioli, would you please make a comment?
Well, actually, Mr. Chair, or Mr. President, I will reserve my comments for the Senate floor.
Okay.
Okay. Does anybody else out there want to say something?
No. No. No.
All right. The Joint Special Session Committee is adjourned.